I think lesbians are the future. I don't think they know what's going to happen, but I think they're always prepared for several scenarios. But my favorite fact about lesbians is that for the longest time, no one believed they actually existed. Like, men couldn't wrap their heads around lesbians because it didn't involve a penis. That's how important they think their penis is. They were like, there's a puzzle piece is missing. Like, gay men, they understood. They didn't like it, but they were like, there's these crazy guys that like a penis in the butt, and I don't think about it all the time. But gay men, they could wrap their heads around that. Lesbians, they were baffled. They were like, no, it's two ends. It's not structurally sound. Believe me, I'm an engineer. Are there gay men here? That sounds about right. I learned this about myself recently. I hate gay men. Not because of anything you do sexually. Very on board with that. Quite impressed. I have tried it once, and not for me. But way to power through. Gay men because they're better at being women than I am. Like, I thought I liked dick, and then I heard a gay guy talk about it, and I was like, oh no, I think it's just okay. Gay guys talk about dick the way men wished women talked about dick. Straight men, if you want someone to love your dick, be gay. Gay guys talk about dick the way kids talk about Christmas. Greg, is it here yet? Can I open it? Women, we talk about dick the way Jews talk about Christmas. We're like, the music is nice. But I don't think it needs to start in October. Also, holiday's over. Let's wrap it up. It's wintertime. I do think this is a crux of a lot of our problems. I think men, I think you think your penis is more important to us than it is. It's important to you, and it should be. It's yours. But we do not care about it as much as you do. I think we also don't care about big dicks as much as men do. Men talk about big dicks a lot. It really seems to be on your mind. You're always saying stuff like, she needs a big dick. You should ask us. We're all different. Have a short torso. This is a finite amount of space. I think we should start thinking about penises and vaginas as a foot in a shoe situation. You ever try to jam your foot into a shoe that's two sizes too small? Imagine if the shoe had feelings. And you cared. And we should all know our size. At the end of a night at a bar, a guy should be like, I'm an 8. And you'd be like, well, I'm a 4, so no. Or a guy would be like, I'm a 2. And you'd be like, you should lie about that. Or show me a picture of your apartment. A 2 with a good apartment is a 6. That's just math. And we should talk about dicks and sizes. Sizes that we all know and understand. We have to stop talking about dicks and inches because I don't know how much an inch is. You know how I know a penis is too big? I see it and I go, oh no. No, you think I'm a different person. You think I'm old lung vagina. She needs a big dick. What do you think I want out of sex? A hole in my back? To become a dolphin? Which vocally does make sense. And look, I've had sex with guys with big dicks. Sometimes I'll sort of move away and they'll be like, where are you going? And I'm like, to safety. You know, in boxing, if you punch someone in the liver, it's illegal. Men still say, say. She needs a big dick. No, she needs you to text her back.
Stream Michelle Wolf, Joke Show, only on Netflix.